Hey, talking to myself, talking to myself. Welcome to the podcast. I know that you gon' feel Dave Sands the second, talking movies and gaming, even anime. Yeah, I might just go Super Saiyan. 242, the Bahamas, we gon' rep. Don't be anxious about nothing. Philippians 4:6. Sharing about my life, sharing about God's truth. Always keep it real when I'm talking to myself. Let's go.
Mic check 1, 2, 3. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of the Talking to Myself podcast. Oh my goodness. After days of deliberation in my head, I have finally hit record and said, I'm going to go by faith and not by sight. And here we are. We are here on the first episode. I am excited to where this podcast can possibly go. Like I said, I've been thinking about it for so long, and I've just had this fear of what could happen, everything that could go wrong. But Philippians 4 verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And so I'm trying not to be anxious. I'm trying to see where this can go. And this is just something on my bucket list of things I always wanted to do. For those tuning in for the first time, hi, my name is Dave Sands. I am 27 years old and I am from the beautiful country of the Bahamas. And this is my first real podcast. But this isn't really my first time doing a podcast. During my vacation this year, I did a lot of one-off podcasts. If you follow me on Instagram, if you follow me on that social media platform, you'll see that I did, I think, 2 one-off podcasts. And truthfully, I had a lot of fun doing those. I was kind of limited by Instagram Reels because I believe the recording time you can do is 17 minutes. So this podcast, well, is giving me the space and the longness or whatever longness. It's giving me the space to talk for a long period of time and not feel limited by 17 minutes. And so we are here. We have a exciting episode for you all today. This is the plot of the first season. I don't know how many seasons they're going to be, but here we are. And so, yeah, welcome to the Talking to Myself podcast. I think the first thing I kind of want to dive into is, why did I name the show Talking to Myself? Hence the name. I talk to myself a lot. My mother tells me about it all the time, that I'm always just sitting there talking to myself. I heard it in the workplace that Dave's always talking to himself, and I catch myself talking to myself all the time. Reason being, I kind of think out loud a lot of the times. It allows me to kind of process what I'm thinking a lot easier. It allows me to kind of run through different scenarios that I'm thinking. And so I just find talking out loud very useful. I found it useful in terms of my study process, which may be another episode at some point for my CPA exams. I'm a certified public accountant by profession, and I found that talking out loud really helped me study. And so I kind of just kept that up within my life. And it's kind of stuck with me. It's a good thing and a bad thing. Good because I'm able to figure out things. Bad because, well, people think I'm crazy. And so that's kind of me. But I think talking to myself is a superpower of mine. I had one of my colleagues tell me that studies have shown that if you talk out loud, then you're a genius. And who am I to deliberate that information, if deliberate's the right word? Who am I to go against that information? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, talking to myself, that's the name. I think it fits me very well. And yeah, I'm just really happy about how that kind of came to be. I kind of talked earlier or mentioned earlier that I've been like really going back and forth in my head about actually hitting record. And I think the biggest reason is fear, right? You know, I mentioned Philippians 4 verse 6 earlier to do not be anxious, because the Lord told us not to be anxious. But I still am. I'm a human, right? I still get scared. But I was listening to a podcast this week. I frankly listen to many different podcasts. I listen to a lot of different things. I watch too much YouTube. So I hear different opinions, ideas coming from like all around. The podcast I was watching was the Jay Shetty podcast. And if you don't know who Jay Shetty is, he was a monk originally. I don't know his full backstory. But he has a podcast, and he did one with Kobe Bryant. And man, that podcast, if you have never listened to a podcast in your life, I definitely recommend that one. Obviously, Kobe Bryant is one of the GOATs of basketball, one of the greatest Lakers of all time. But listening to that podcast, his brain, man, the way he thinks, the way he breaks down things was so interesting to me. He brought up the concept of self-negotiation, and I didn't catch that when I first listened to the podcast. But on the day of recording today, is like it's Kobe Bryant's birthday. And so I think, which is August 24th, so the 8 and the 24, you know, for both his numbers that he wore. And so I saw a reel on Instagram. Like someone was interviewing some girls who play basketball, and they were like, I guess, asking like how Kobe inspired them. And one of the young ladies mentioned self-negotiation. And I knew the podcast she was referring to, which is the Jay Shetty podcast. But I didn't remember the self-negotiation point that Kobe kind of talked about. And so when I went back and listened to that part of the podcast, it was such a important point. Kobe talks about the idea that self-negotiation is basically saying, like, for example, for him, or he talked more about it in a like a working out standpoint. So self-negotiation would be like you go to the gym and you say you're going to hit X amount of sets in a day, but you're kind of tired. And so you say that, okay, I'm going to hit the next set of sets, you know, the next time I come to the gym. So he was saying that self-negotiation is something he doesn't want to do. No self-negotiation. You want to commit to what you set your mind to. So if you say you're going to hit X amount of sets, then you're going to hit X amount of sets. If you say you're going to hit X amount of miles while you're running, you got to do that. If you say you're going to study, if you say you're going to work out, all these different things, if you say you're going to do something, you should do it. And so that kind of pushed me this evening to actually say, you know what? I'm going to try and record this first episode, and I'm going to see what happens. And so here we are. I kind of stopped self-negotiating with myself, and I'm just going for it at this point. So here we are. Appreciate Kobe for dropping some knowledge. Rest in peace to him. And, you know, I'm really happy to actually have press record this evening and start to record this. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we got here right now. But I just switching topics here, I kind of want to talk about what I want this podcast to be and, you know, what I want to do with it. And so for those who may not know, during my vacation, I had the opportunity to travel to Europe, which was absolutely amazing. And for the first time, I've actually had an idea of creating content for some period of time. I wanted to be like a YouTuber. I wanted to post videos, things of that nature. But I always allowed fear to kind of get in my way. And this year, I was just like, man, I am going to post reels when I travel to Europe. And so I took the time to learn Adobe Premiere Pro, learn how to edit, kind of self-taught myself in a way through YouTube and through tutorials. And, you know, I learned how to storytell through that. And I actually set out what I wanted to do, and that was to post some reels. And I had so much fun doing it, even though it was so much hard work, like on the cruise ship, because I went on a cruise in Europe. Internet was so bad. It was so hard to upload like even like a 5-minute clip. Like it was so difficult. But despite that, I was able to create content. And, you know, I had so much fun doing it. I think it was received so well. I heard a lot of feedback how people enjoyed it. And yeah, I just really enjoy being creative. And so after I came home, I was kind of lost in terms of what I wanted to do creatively. I still want to produce some level of content, right? But I can't really go into like that cinematic content right now because, well, I'm not doing really anything that's I'm inspired by to be cinematic too. You know, I made like one or two like TikTok-y type reels, but I really didn't find the joy and the passion that I did when I was creating like those travel reels, telling stories, showing people where I'm at and, you know, showing a city or a country. And so I was kind of lost in terms of what I want to do. I have all this creative energy, but I have nowhere to put it. But then I kind of thought of, hey, I did one-off podcasts already. So why don't I just create a real one that people could listen to, you know, during work while they work out or while they're on a drive? And so here we are. Creatively, I'm creating a real podcast with an official name, and hopefully it can make an impact. I kind of went off the rails in terms of the purpose of this podcast, but I really wanted to be creative in the first instance. The second reason why I wanted to create this podcast is because, well, because of the world that we're living in today, I sometimes feel quiet. I sometimes feel like I have to hold back my opinions, feelings, and emotions. And I mean that more specifically from a Christian perspective. Not that I'm fearful to say that I'm a Christian or share the word of God or say that Jesus Christ is my savior, because he is. But I sometimes do feel like I need to be quiet and that my opinion is invalid. But then after the last few weeks, after listening and watching YouTubers and, you know, being a part of different things, which I'll get into soon, I realized that my opinion is valid. It's okay to have an opinion. It's okay to have an opinion that goes against what the world is trying to teach. In fact, when I was thinking about Christianity as a whole, that's what it is. Christianity is going against the grain, going against what the world believes and believing in the word of God. So I'm here to say that I'm going to be talking about my faith on the podcast, and I'm extremely excited about that. I'm extremely excited to talk about my Christian faith, you know, what it means to me, things I've been reading in the Bible recently. And yeah, that's going to be a big part of this podcast. And I'm so excited for that because I don't have to be fearful anymore. And I'm really excited to talk about that. Some other things I'll be talking about on the podcast is, you know, some personal stories that I think could be helpful for others. I kind of want to talk about anime a little bit, movies, maybe some sports when basketball starts up again, because, you know, Lakers in five, and really just topics that kind of interest me. And so I wanted this podcast to be, you know, centered on my faith and that I can expand to other parts of my life. And so that's what this podcast is going to be. And so I'm extremely excited for it. And yeah, that it's gonna be fun to be creative again and, you know, kind of, yeah, just kind of learn, and hopefully I could hear back from others who are listening to this podcast. And yeah, it's gonna be really exciting for me, you know. Sorry, I'm looking at a list of things that I said I was going to talk about. Did I hit most of those things so far? Yeah, I think so. Now I'm going to I'm going to get into a story now, a personal story that I wanted to share that happened really recently for me. So there's this group called It's Our Turn. IOT is what that stands for. IOT, It's Our Turn. And they are a youth Christian organization with the purpose of, you know, sharing the gospel and, you know, believing that, you know, believing in developing a relationship with God. Forgive me, leaders, if you're listening to this. Sorry, I don't have like a full write-up in front of me because I actually just joined their organization. And I'm so excited to be working with others, being a part of a group that has the same views as me. And, you know, I'm excited to see where I could grow from there. But I say all that to say that this past Saturday, we, I can now say, had a Jesus March. the point of the Jesus March was to, you know, share the gospel, give out tracts, things of that nature. And when I thought about it a little bit, I realized that I've actually been on that type of march before. My church used to have marches like that. We used to hire like the Defense Force, We used to have the band, playing. They used to be killing it. And they used to walk around the neighborhood, give out tracts to our area and, you know, kind of do the same thing. When I was on that march way back when I was younger, I remember like sprinting with the tracks, boom, boom, boom. I used to hit like 20 houses. I was the Flash. I was fast. Come on. Here's a track for you. Here's a track for you. Here's a track for you. God is good. Here's a track for you. You know, that type of thing. And so when I thought about it, this was kind of me doing that as an adult, as a 27-year-old man, you know, kind of like a full circle moment for me. So I remember waking up that Saturday. I was running a little late. Had to put some air in the tire. I had no breakfast, no oatmeal, no cornflakes, no grits and tuna, nothing. I was running on an empty stomach. So drove down to Arwaki because the march was going from Arwaki to Montague. And when I arrived there, I actually got there pretty early, 8:30. I was like, okay. That's gone. Here we go. So I got there. You know, everyone was kind of, I sat around, everyone was mingling, you know. So I said hi to some of the leaders of IOT, said hi to some people from my church, got some snacks. Bro, listen to me. I forgot what those like snacks are. It's like a cracker with like blueberries in it, dog. But listen to me. You couldn't tell me that was a 5-course meal because that boy was hitting. Oh my goodness, I see. Wow, I ate like 3 of them things out there. Had that, had some agua. And yeah, that was kind of like the start of the morning. And so I tried to help. I gave 1 or 2 waters. Yeah, I gave 1 or 2 waters out. And yeah, we said a prayer that morning. And then before we know, we were on the streets. Now, of course, we wanted perfect weather. We wanted it to be sunny, right? But God had other plans because it rained, it poured. And if I can be honest, and I've said this to many people before, even the IOT members, I hate rain. I do not like it. Rain is a nuisance. I'm sorry. First opinion of the podcast. I do not like the rain. I don't like when I can't sleep with the rain. It's a nuisance. It wets up my clothes. I don't like it, especially when I got the J's on. You know what I'm saying? It messes everything up. I don't like it. I don't know how people sleep in the rain, bro. It's a nuisance. I like peace and quiet. Everyone be quiet. Hush. But yeah, I don't like the rain. And so that rain came down and was pouring. And at the beginning, it was getting to me, I believe. Yeah. It really was getting to me, right? But as we continued through the march, I started to care less and less and less. By the time we got close to, I want to say, Harbor Bay, we were about maybe like 10 minutes away from Harbor Bay. I should also preface this by saying that in the front of us, you can imagine there's like a big truck with speakers and the DJ's playing music. And then we're walking behind a banner, right? And so when we were almost to Harbor Bay, the DJ dropped "It's Raining All Around Me." I can't remember the particular name of the title. Maybe that's the name of the title, but he dropped that song. And ladies and gentlemen, I let loose. What? "It's Raining All Around Me," right? If you don't know how that song goes, he knows, "It's raining all around me. I can feel it. It's the light." Yeah, that one. And it was raining all around us. And I was just like, all right, time to jump up and down. For those who may not know me personally, I have a lot of energy when I like something or when I enjoy doing something. I like to dance. And so when that song dropped, everything broke loose. I was jumping around. Let that rain fall on me. I think it's the chorus in the song that goes, "Wet, wet, wet, how you feeling? Soak, soak, soak." Listen, when that chorus came on, you couldn't tell me I wasn't rushing for one family junk new boxing day because I put on a 10 out of 10 performance. You got to be kidding me. I was vibing. I have never danced so much in the rain before. Never have in my life. But when you're doing something for the Lord, and when you feel like this, I had like this buildup inside of me where I was just waiting for that one song, because we were playing like really good songs that were much slower songs, but I was just waiting for that one song where I could go a little crazy. And when that song dropped, I was just like, yeah, it's time to go. It's time to go Ultra Instinct. It's time to release this form. And so I just let loose. And I saw a video of me. I was jumping up and down. I had so much fun. It was an absolutely amazing experience. And I posted it on my story on IG. And to be honest, if you missed that march, you missed the time. It was such an enjoyable experience. And truthfully, I have never been ashamed to be a Christian. But it felt like on that day, I was like telling the world, like, listen, world, you could do whatever you want. You can have every ideology that you want, but I'm standing with Christ. And that's what that day meant to me. It felt like the first time I was standing up for God, like, this is what I believe in, and no one's going to change it. And it really felt good to do that. And it was just such a surreal feeling to feel comfortable doing that and to be around like-minded people that also felt comfortable doing it. I think every person on that march was affected that day. I definitely was. And I didn't realize how much fun I could possibly have. I think there's this misconception that Christians can't have fun. And boy, I think we broke that misconception because we had a blast. We had a time. And so I just had such an enjoyable experience. I just fully immersed myself on that day there. And I felt so present for God that day. And so, you know, I challenge anyone listening to this, you know, that you can make an impact, man. You really can. In any place for the Lord, you can. I felt like I made that impact that day. And so to me, that was super special. And that's something I'll never forget. And so, yeah, man, that was a very, very special time. Man. Listen, if you have another one, I'm going to invite some people out. So if you see a DM or a WhatsApp message from me, just know that I'm trying to invite you to a really fun time that I don't want you to miss out on. Like, it would be disrespectful of me not to do that. But yeah, man, that was such a fun time. And, you know, to God be the glory. I think that's everything I want to talk about in the pilot episode. As we go through more episodes, I'll get better with transitioning for sure. But it was such a joy to actually hit record on this podcast. And listen to me, if you like this podcast, wherever this thing is released, give it 5-star rating, you know, let me know what you think. DM me, message me, and yeah, I'll see you all in the next one. Selah, we move. God is good, and we keep it moving. Have a good day, good evening, good afternoon, and a good night, and peace out. I'll see y'all later. We move!